You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 2:06 p.m. And, well, listen, as I move into my comments, this is not, by the way, just a spinoff of yesterday's discussion about the woke military. Not at all. It just so happens military's involved in it, but I know you've all heard the story of the boy who cried wolf. He cried wolf. The people of the village came running out to protect their flocks, and he just laughed and laughed at their panic. Thinking that it was quite the lark, though, he did it again, and once again the villagers rushed out to the field only to see the boy laughing at them. Well, when he did it a third time, it was real. There was really a wolf. But when he cried wolf, no one came because no one believed him anymore. Well, let me suggest a bit of a backstory to that. I mean, on its face, the story of the boy who cried wolf is about trust and truthfulness and loyalty. But I have to imagine that somewhere in the backstory is a negative example that the boy saw that led him to believe that he could do this and get away with it. Now, that's not an excuse, mind you, not at all. The boy was wrong, and he knew it, and he deserved whatever consequences he got for leading people to believe there was an emergency when there really wasn't. But in my opinion, crying wolf is more often than not a learned behavior. Knuckleheads see it being done, or they hear that it's possible, and they don't want to do what's necessary to get a good job done or earn a promotion on their own merit or just be part of the team, so they manufacture a crisis. They cry wolf, if you will, to try and leverage it for their own purposes. I say all of this because a story I came across this morning as I was resourcing today's show really caught my eye. Military.com ran a story with the headline, quote, "Airman faked racist text claiming that he was denied special duty investigation fines." The story reads that the 56th Fighter Wing at Luke Air Force Base out in Arizona recently dealt with a five-month investigation when a young enlisted man posted alleged text messages between himself, in this case he's a black man, and allegedly from a white superior officer. The young airman was asking for an assignment to some form of special duty. Special duty can often look good for promotion points or give you a boost in pay. Well, in the alleged response to his inquiry, the supposed white superior officer responded that he believed that, quote, "the Air Force is looking for somebody of white complexion and with the image the Air Force needs." Well, that turned into a whole thing, you can imagine. In an era in which service members have related, you know, to other news sources that they don't feel they can even speak out on anything that relates to race because of the hypersensitivity of the current environment, it's somewhat gratifying to know that the leadership of the 56th Fighter Wing took action and actually found it to be false and called it out. Not only is it false, but it was done for the sole purpose of trying to advance the personal career of the liar, who is now facing punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. This was a reprehensible action on this young airman's part. I mean, did he really think he was going to get away with it? Well, truthfully, he may well have believed the stars were aligned in his favor and he could perpetrate this kind of lie and it would be well received. Why? Well, in my humble opinion, we're looking at another situation where the boy cried wolf. The boy was wrong and deserves to be punished, but once again, crying wolf was a learned behavior. Keep in mind, we're in an environment where Black Lives Matter, the organization, has allowed carte blanche to riot and extort millions from corporate benefactors on the notion that this is a systemically racist nation. But more specific to this situation that young airman is currently serving under a leadership environment that has stressed to people like him time and time again, young enlisted members of the military of all branches, that systemic racism is pervasive in the ranks of the various service branches. Upon his appointment by President Biden to the vaunted position of Secretary of Defense, retired Lieutenant General Lloyd Austin immediately issued an operational shutdown for the purpose of acknowledging his position that extremism and racism and sexism is somehow pervasive in the culture of the U.S. military. Reports have since been provided to Congress by the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs that indicate that tens of thousands of man-hours have been devoted to, quote, "rooting out extremism." Mandatory evaluation reports have been revised in recent years to ensure that annotations are always made to make sure that the individual being rated is adhering to the commander's equal opportunity and sexual harassment programs. It is a known death knell to a career, if a claim is made that the command climate of any unit in any service branch is not actively out there trying to crush extremism. So with all of that going on, what is a young airman who may already have some personal issues that make him more likely to lie? What is that young airman supposed to think? I'm a liar, and I want that special duty, and everyone knows that racism is everywhere. That's what my bosses tell me, so that's my story. Well, in this case, we see once again that crying wolf is, in fact, a learned behavior. And he's learned it by watching the senior-most leaders in the military. And I got to ask, though, has anyone at all considered the irony that the Secretary of Defense is a black man? Has anyone considered that long before President Biden helped him break the glass ceiling and become a black Secretary of Defense, that Lloyd Austin had already served a long career with honor in the U.S. Army and risen all the way through the ranks to three-star general? Can we just add to the irony a bit and point out that SecDef Austin, aside from rising to the highest positions possible in a supposedly racist military, also received his commission as an Army officer from Auburn University in good old Alabama? You know, the state that Gavin Newsom has banned California state employees from traveling to, that racist state called Alabama. Has anyone considered that, you know, prior to him, General Colin Powell was a four-star black general who served ably as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and went on to become Secretary of State? Or that General Eric Shinseki was of Asian descent? Or General Shalikashvili, a first-generation immigrant from the former Soviet bloc nation of Georgia? Under both Republican and Democrat administrations at that. So don't cry to me about systemic racism holding people back from special duty in the military. Not for a freaking second. Not in a military in which it has long been proven that the roadblocks to advancement can be overcome by people of every demographic, from the lowliest rank in the line to the highest position of authority. You can't scream racism as being systemic when you're actually looking at a retired black general who is now the Secretary of Defense. All of that kind of harping does is teach young soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines to cry wolf, because they're told they can by the leadership that they've been ordered to follow. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it just struck me this morning. I'm reading it and I'm thinking, how can we be a systemically racist military when the Secretary of Defense is a retired three-star general who is also a black man? That's who had a career, by the way, that had to span 30 to 40 years to get to that point. It boggles the mind how we're still sitting here today hearing the man himself call for the rooting out of extremism in the ranks. Folks, let's get them back to being warfighters. That's what I say. And let's stop teaching them to cry wolf. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'll be honest with you, I got a little breaking news here, and I'm not even sure what all's going on. But President Biden is on, well, one of the two screens up on the big wall here in the studio on CNN. Apparently it's live, and Fox has just chosen not to cover it. So President Biden has got that kind of angry, I'm serious now, corn pop, get out of my way look on his face, and he's just announced $2.8 billion, with a B, billion dollars in grants, it says, for the U.S. battery supply chains. I'm assuming what that means is he's going to subsidize a part of the green energy plan by making sure that the private sector doesn't have to worry about, you know, building the better mousetrap. He's going to make sure that the government pays for it so they get a leg up so that we can get all these battery-powered cars out there. That's, anyway, more to come on that. We will see. I don't know yet, but that's what I'm seeing on the screen. We'll cover down as it develops. Hey, listen, you want to text in? Don't forget, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can text or call just along the way. And if we can take the calls, we will, but we can certainly take texts at all times. So, yeah, start dropping them in the queue there. We'll read them as we go. But what you got, bud?
Hey, did you know that we're at 86,500 downloads?
Shut my mouth.
Yeah.
No, don't shut my mouth. I'm a radio guy. I gotta talk.
But yeah.
80 what?
86,500.
That's a
lot.
It's a big leap.
It's a lot.
Like, they're going by the hundreds per day now.
Yeah.
I like it. Is our second biggest audience still California?
It is. California. Come on,
hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast. I'm going to be talking about your governor here in just a minute, just so you know. that's very cool. Thank you. But otherwise, I do not take that for granted. Boomer and I, neither one, we take it for granted. I mean, this is an honor to have this platform every single day. I really do mean that. Every single day we come on the air. All right, now I'm going to go get all whimsical again, but. Wistful. I guess wistful was the word I was looking for. But every single day we come on and we got the mission and the message. And the mission is that we're going to spend the time it takes to do what I call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you so that you got the ability to walk out the door and have those water cooler conversations with anybody. You can talk to somebody in the fast food line. You know, you can take the things you already knew about a topic, add about five more things in that we give you, and just go with it. And, you know, at the same time, just know this, be encouraged. There's a whole lot more of us conservatives than there are of them liberals. And I really do believe that. All right. Lots of stuff happening. So we're going to get into our triple dipper here in a few minutes. I will tell you too, though, aside from Boomer just pointing out, the fact that the podcast is going boom. We also have the website is like, got all kinds of stuff on it. So rightsideradio.org, that's our website. Let me run down a couple things that are on there. Rightsideradio.org. If you forget what the phone number is to call in, it's on there. If you want to watch the live stream so you can see my camel shirt that Charlene got me, it's on there. If you want to listen live by audio streaming, it's on there. If you want to pick up the podcast, you're not sure where to go, it's on there. If you heard us talk about a book that was important that we believe was worth putting on the recommended reading list, bam, it's on there. We have our recommended reading list. Photo gallery. Also, by the way, I will tell you this. Right Side Radio is a fully independent organization. We're a syndicated radio show as opposed to a station. So we sell our own advertising. If you would like to advertise on this show, then just know this. We would love to have you. Mike is our sales guy. He's out there in the field knocking on doors and making calls and seeing people and signing up advertisers. We got multi-markets you can buy ads in. So we would love to have you. If you're a Right Side ruffian and you want your business literally advertised on what we just learned is now ranked as the top afternoon talk show in North Alabama in the afternoons, woohoo! You know, I really hadn't even announced that yet, Boomer. We knew that last week, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
It's just part of me just like not trying to – I do not want to take this for granted.
Right.
This is crazy. So we got the Nielsen rankings back in the North Alabama market. This show now is – is still, I mean, it was last year too, but it's still listed not only as the number one afternoon talk show, but we've driven the ratings up to the point that our Huntsville affiliates through Cumulus Broadcasting, it's now the second most listened to station in any genre in the afternoon, second only to a country format, country music format. That's just wow. What? Yeah. Wow. So I'm blown away by it. And I, you know, part of me thinks, how did this happen? How did that? I have no God. That's all I got, man. God, who has a great sense of humor, by the way. Here I sit wearing a camel shirt, talking, and it works. And it works. Listen, we got a full show for you. So the price of Texas tea, we're going to be doing that number one on the Triple Dipper. I'm going to run down some stuff, and I'll be honest with you. I look at some of the things that Biden is doing, and I'm thinking there is no way in the world it's not intentional that we have higher prices at the pump because of what they're doing. And then it's not just federal. We're going to talk a little bit about state. I've got some audio clip, audio clips. I've got some news commentary. I've resourced a show on this piece. The price of Texas tea, that black gold, that oil that translates into the what we pay at the pump, is literally being driven up not by the market. It's not a question of supply and demand. It's a question of government policy. And when you see state and federal policies literally almost by design driving the price up, you have to look at it with just not just being mad, but with some alarm, like, what are you guys doing and why and how does this translate into to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States? Yeah, we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.